This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So this is very interesting. CNN is reporting that medication slashes crash risk if you're a driver with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They say car accidents occur at dramatically lower rates among medicated attention deficit hyperactivity patients, hyperactivity disorder patients in the U.S. than among those not taking the medication. Although what I want to know is, are people who take ADHD medications even driving better than those without ADHD? Period. This is according to a study of looking at 2.3 million people published Wednesday in the Journal of American Medical Association Psychiatry. They say previous studies have documented a higher number of car accidents in people that may have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So obviously, if you took your medications, you're going to be paying attention more. But what I want to know is if you are taking this medication, are you also doing better than the average driver? Now, ADHD is still considered a, quote, neurodevelopmental disorder. And there's a variety of different aspects to ADHD where you have the inability to pay attention, or you could have impaired impulse control, or you could be hyperactive, etc. You could be fidgeting, you could be talking a lot, you could be tapping, you know, like I do, I fidget a lot. I am hyper. I don't have attention deficit, though, because I, trust me, if it's a Michael Fassbender movie, my eyes are glued, you know, from the previews to the end of the last credit. I mean, I don't lack attention. But I am hyper. Yeah, I'm hyper. Let's do this. Yeah, let's do this. Look, I'm in the process right now of trying to set up blood donation days in 50 states. You have got to have a fire up your butt to be able to do something like that. So I like to channel my hyperactivity, you know, and channel it like a power, you know, like a Wonder Woman power type of thing, right? You know? Okay, anyway, let's go back to attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. So according to CNN, they say core symptoms of ADHD include inattention, impulsivity, which may interfere with the competencies necessary to drive safely, predisposing those with a disorder to greater risk for accidents and injuries, according to Dr. Zheng Cheng, lead author of the study and researcher in the Department of Medical Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden. They say people with ADHD who find it difficult to pay attention may be more prone to drive distracted, increasing their chances of car crash. So apparently Dr. Cheng and his co-authors estimate that up to 22.1% of car crashes could have been avoided if patients with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder had taken medication. Now, some of you are probably saying, well, there's a lot of people with ADHD not medicated. Exactly. I think we have more people with ADHD than we know. I think we have a lot of people undiagnosed. We have a lot of people underdiagnosed. Now, in this particular study, he looked at health insurance claims from 2005 to 2014. He identified more than 2.3 million Americans over the age of 18 who had ADHD, which means these were people that went to a medical provider, were diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and probably because that was a diagnosis in their chart, they had gone there for medication, right? Because nobody would, you know, really discuss it with a provider usually unless they were asking for a medication. They said 83.9%, 1.9 million, received at least one prescription, and on average, they were about 32 years old. So then he looked at emergency room visits resulting from car crashes in which these parents were driving during the same period between the 2005-2014.
Then the researchers compared the risk of a car crash during months when patients had filled a prescription for their medicine and during the months when they didn't fill their prescription. So they had a diagnosis, then they let a prescription lapse and didn't fill it because these insurance claims show every time you get a prescription. There's no privacy, by the way. They found that 11,000 patients had visited an emergency room after a car accident. The researchers looked at car crash data from a control group, age-matched and sex-matched people who had not been diagnosed, and they said people with ADHD had a higher risk of car crashes than the control group. Males had more, a 38% lower risk when they received their medication. When not, female patients had a 42% lower risk of motor vehicle crashes. But it didn't look at fatal accidents or less severe accidents. So, for example, fender benders weren't included, okay? They say right now worldwide car crashes claim about 1.25 million lives each year. In the U.S., 32,000 people died on the road in 2015. Close to 33,000 people died. And they say distracted driving accounted for 3,400 of these. But what about the idea of people not diagnosed with ADHD? What if they took medication? Now, this is something that nobody's going to want to study. Okay, you know, we're not going to want to medicate somebody who doesn't have a diagnosis. But the problem I see is you have so many people that don't want to be diagnosed. Now, being a medical provider, I love to diagnose people. I don't sit there and you know, stop everything to do it. But when I meet somebody already on my mind, boom, this is what he has, this is what she has. Okay, you know, you're always on. And I know people want to go, oh, you know, I hope my doctor's not, you know, no. You know, if we notice something, it's going to cause something to click. So I can't tell you how many people I think have attention deficit. And I'll tell them. I go, I think you're hyperactive. I think you have attention deficit. And they'll be like, look who's talking. You're hyperactive. I go, yeah, but still, you know. And does that mean everybody with hyperactivity needs to be diagnosed or medicated? No. Does everybody with attention deficit need to be medicated? No. But this study brings up the very interesting topic of, well, hold the phone. If we have people in crashes with attention deficit that should be medicated, and if they're not taking the medication, there's a higher crash risk, then maybe there may be a push. Maybe there needs to be a push for more people with attention deficit to be on medication. You know, I've been saying, look, you know, there's a lot of us have attention deficit, so we manage it. Okay, have reminders with little post-its. You know, you have to, you know, cognitive therapy, self-control, willpower. Problem is, if you're really screwing around in your car playing games on your phone instead of concentrating on driving, you know, maybe we do need to push for more medication. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Brenda asks, Doctor, I'm 26 and have been dealing with depression. My mother had it. My sister has it. But I was told I can't take medications if I'm pregnant. I'm thinking about starting my family next year. Is it true that antidepressants cause autism? Okay, they've been going back and forth with this. This is very, very interesting. So when I was in training and I was taking care of pregnant women and, you know, delivering babies, women who were dealing with depression and were on Zoloft, let's say, an SSRI, we kept them on Zoloft. Zoloft, I believe at the time, was a category B. And the moms did well. The babies came out fine. Never heard of any of the babies ever having any issues. And then all of a sudden, some studies came out
after that, at I believe the mid-2000s, like 2005, talking about how some of these antidepressants could possibly be putting babies at risk. Then, last year, there was a study discussing Paxil, paroxetine. And there was a study saying that women who took paroxetine early in pregnancy could be more likely to have babies with birth defects. Now, I found a study. It didn't prove that Paxil or paroxetine caused birth defects, but they found that there was an increased risk of congenital malformations, about a 23% increased risk and a 28% higher risk of heart defects, even though the absolute risk was small, between 1 to 3% across all pregnancies. And this was a study published in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology. And so, you know, when I had, you know, been studying for my boards and I'd gone to one of the latest conferences, they had said, you know, we're avoiding Paxil or paroxetine in pregnancy, but other SSRIs appear to be safe. So paroxetine is in this family, and we've talked about the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Paroxetine or Paxil used to be one of my favorite for anxiety. And funny, you know, we should discuss this, but I use it for men. I didn't use paroxetine for women. And nothing back in, you know, when, you know, it was, you know, marketed a lot and there was, you know, Paxil CR and some, you know, brand name versions of it that had come out. I had just found, because again, this was before we thought there was any issues with pregnancy, but I had just found that Paxil worked better on men, my male patients, for their anxiety than for my females. For my females, Prozac, Lexapro, and even Zoloft did better. So I rarely found myself writing Paxil unless the patient was taking it and wanted it. But for men, it just seemed to work better. So if I had a gentleman with anxiety, I would give him that or I'd give him Zoloft, and it worked wonderfully. It was, so Paxil was one of my go-to drugs for men. And selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors do just that. It selectively inhibits your receptor to uptake the serotonin that gets shot out, right? That helps with mood, you know, appetite, anxiety, sleep, etc., such that your serotonin floats around a little bit more until it biodegrades or other receptors take it. So rather than injecting a medication into you, it prevents the metabolism or degradation of it, so it remains in your system a little longer, okay, by inhibiting the uptake receptors. So that's why selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors overall seem to be fairly safe, because we weren't injecting anything into the body. We were just slowing down a natural process that already existed. However, Paxil has had warnings that it could possibly have a potential for fetal heart defects. So as of today, we just don't recommend Paxil, but we do recommend others. Now, a recent study had come out discussing, this had come out, I believe, last month, that antidepressants are not as harmful during pregnancy as previously thought. This new study was in the Journal of American Medical Association, and they found only a slight increase in risk of premature birth for infants and mothers who used antidepressants the first trimester of their pregnancy. No risk of autism, no risk of ADHD, no reduced fetal growth in these infants. And this was a study where they worked with researchers at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health and Karolinska Institute in Sweden, and they analyzed data of all live births in Sweden from 1996 to 2012. And they say data about the country's antidepressant prescriptions in adults, autism, ADHD diagnoses in children. They looked at everything. And it was a large sample size. It was 950,000 mothers and about 1.6 million children. And they were able to look at rare outcomes. And the researchers were able to get measures of antidepressant use based on both mother's self-report and if there was a pharmacy record of them getting the medication. So, you know, they had some very objective data that they could look at. And the majority of the antidepressants they looked at, because there's others antidepressants out there. There's SNRIs, there's tricyclic antidepressants, there's MAOIs, etc. But the majority of the antidepressants looked at were these most common selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So they looked at Prozac, Celexa, Zoloft. Now remember, Prozac, Celexa, Zoloft, Lexapro have been found to be okay in pregnancy. So I don't know if Paxil was included in this, because Paxil is the one that we're the most concerned about. So what I have been taught in the most recent of information, which was as of last October, and then with this latest study, is if you have depression and you are currently being treated and you are about to get pregnant, to stay on that medication as long as it's not one that is linked to birth defects. So if you're on paroxetine, we'll probably take you off of that, switch you to something a little safer. It is not in the patient's best interest to be ripped off the antidepressant medications, because they are about to go through a hormone hell with the pregnancy. Now, you're in a very interesting, you are in a very unique situation where you are about to get pregnant and you're dealing with depression. And with all these stories of postpartum depression and postpartum psychosis, etc., you know, you're probably looking at all this going, well, wait a second here. Should I pre-treat? Should I not treat and see how things go with pregnancy? It all depends on how quickly you're going to become pregnant. If you're thinking about starting your family in the next 2 to 5 years, I don't think I would go that long without treatment if you really think you need it. First and foremost, I would say get in touch with a therapist. Start seeing a therapist. Okay? Because even if you do take medication, everybody should be seeing a therapist who is suffering with depression. I think everybody should be seeing a therapist anyway, because there's always issues that come up in life. And you're like, you know, all right, this is how I processed it. You know, give me pointers. You know, my mother-in-law called. I got so mad at that call. I turned around and I yelled at my kids and I yelled at my husband. Okay, yeah, you may not be suffering from an actual diagnosis, but, you know, that sure could use a therapy session on what to do next time mother-in-law calls. So, you know, snap at your kids and get into a fight with your husband. So there's a lot of things in life where I think going to a counselor and, you know, look, this is what I dealt with at work. This is what I'm dealing with colleagues. I think it's very, very healthy. So I would get in touch with a counselor first. If you are considering a pregnancy 2 to 5 years down the line, have that conversation with your gynecologist or your obstetrician. Most likely they will say, look, if you're dealing with depression, if you're dealing with an issue, so let's start treating it. Now, what if you're thinking about getting pregnant next month or in 2 months? I'm a family doctor. So if my patients, and I have had patients have issues such as that, number one is, again, I get them in touch with the counselor. Number two is I make sure they let their OB know, get their OB on board with what's happening. But I would probably caution them, say, look, your hormones may be going through some major changes, and you may actually get an opposite feeling, where you get a little bit of a rush, a little bit of a buzz. There's something called the pregnancy buzz, where some women, when they become pregnant, they're, meaning glowing, they just get that little buzz. And their hormones, they have the happy hormones. Maybe they get a little bit more of a push with their serotonin. And so you have some women that actually feel better when they're pregnant, such that they don't need the antidepressant. You have other women, however, the opposite could happen, which is why, like I said, you need everything ready to go. You have a counselor that you're seeing, you have the OB on standby, and, you know, you have the, you know, potential or the, you know, if you need to start a medication, you know, you can. But a lot of people with their first trimester, like, for example, with smoking cessation, a lot of women say, look, you know, once I found out I was pregnant, I stopped smoking. And you want to know what? It wasn't that hard, as hard as I thought. That's because there's some sort of a mental euphoria that seems to happen when you're pregnant that may curb those types of cravings, such that it's a lot easier to quit smoking when you're pregnant. Some women can't, but the majority of women say, you know what, it wasn't that hard because of that, you know, pregnancy buzz. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DAII.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, rebel up. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. On Facebook, Monty writes, sex helps depression, either with someone or by yourself. Why is that? Why does sex help depression? Probably the endorphins. You know, you get your heart, you know, racing. I mean, I don't know how long sex lasts for you. I mean, in my household, about a minute, 30 seconds. So, you know, I guess because of the workout you get, the endorphins, maybe it's because you fall asleep afterwards. All right, gets rid of the headache. Okay. Scares the cats away from the bed so they don't bug you, you know, when you're trying to sleep. That's what I would, you know, but real quickly here, besides medication, what can you do for depression? Okay? Exercise. Big. Exercise. Big exercise. It's excellent. You know, whether it's a walk, you know, you kind of feel like you're in a rut, go outside. Get some fresh air. Get some sunlight.
You know, vitamin D really, really helps kind of infuse. It's kind of like the happy sunshine hormone, they call it. I say go outside, get some sun, walk around for a little bit. You know, another thing, guys, if you are in a rut, change some things up in your house. I'm not saying redecorate, like hire a decorator and spend a crap load of money, but move some furniture around. Maybe paint an accent wall. You know one thing I want to do? After I talk to you guys about plants that help get rid of chemicals in the air like formaldehyde and carbon monoxide and benzene, etc., what I want to do is I want to go to like Home Depot or Target, get a bunch of cheap shelves, nail them into the wall, and get a whole crap load of plants on the different shelves. You know, I can water the plants. I mean, I know I'm going to have to, like, commit to taking care of these plants so they don't die. But I would love to have a lot more green in my house. I think a lot of green, or in my office, I think a lot of green will help. I think change some furniture around, add an accent picture, change things up, you know? But the accent wall thing is great. You could go ahead, you could tape up the ceiling, tape up the other wall, paint the accent wall, make it a different color, add a little bit of energy. So I think that could also help. Daily Mail has an article on 10 things to do to lift up your mood. Right? They recommend looking at the way your computer is. Okay, if you're hunched over a computer, that's going to be an issue. And you know how we talk about how yoga and Pilates seems to help your mood and energize you, etc. Being hunched over a keyboard doesn't help. So that could be another thing that you could do where you just kind of change your posture a little bit. Sugar. We got to get rid of sugar. See, when I'm in a bad mood, I go for chocolate. The problem is then your insulin kicks in. I take up too much sugar. Then I get low in sugar again, and then I'm depressed again. So, and I don't want to use the word depressed, but I'm in a funk. You got to be careful of your sugar. The less carbs, the less sugar, the more vegetables in your system and protein, the better you do. If you ever feel grumpy, you know, they say phone a friend. I would say, look, get out of the house. A lot of times when we're depressed, right, we want to isolate. So what we do is we kind of hide. You know, we just kind of say, you know what, I'm just going to stay indoors. I don't feel like going out. No. Now, go out. And if you don't feel like going out, right, have some people come over to the house. Got to clean up the house, okay? But say, look, you know, let's order a pizza. Let's make fun of, you know, the news. Let's watch the news and make fun of it. Okay, careful with the drinking games, okay? I mean, every time, you know, MSNBC rips on Trump, right, or says narcissist or whatever, you drink a shot. I can't say to do that because I don't want anybody depressed drinking alcohol. But there's a lot of fun you could have, right, even if there's nothing on TV, okay? But invite people over. Have a bitch session. Having where you sit there and gripe and complain is an excellent way to feel better. Let's say you hate your job and your job. Okay, hear what other people are going through. Okay, you know, what other, you know, are other people having the same thing or are they having it worse than you? And once you find out that somebody has it worse at that job than you do, you're like, oh, you want to know what? This isn't that bad. Okay, if you're into books, read a book. Oh, they say brushing your teeth helps. Dr. Uchina Okoye from London Smiling says, if you practice good dental hygiene by brushing twice daily and flossing every other day, that could also help. Helps your immune system. Okay. But, you know, guys, we've talked about burnout. We've talked about, you know, when it comes to depression, you need to be honest with yourself. Why are you depressed? You got to be really honest with yourself. You know, is it because you don't like your spouse? Is it because, you know, you aren't in love with them anymore? Is it because you don't like your job? Is it because you don't like the financial state you're in? Is it because you don't like your health? Is it because you don't like the way you look? You know, you don't like your weight. You know, there's a lot of things you could change. We could change the way we look. I got like a big nose. I'm really freckly. And I got one eyebrow that I always have to make into two. All right? But I could still change that. I could alter that to the outside world. Okay? You know, so, you know, getting up and realizing that there are things that are doable, there are things you can do. Okay, yeah, it takes a lot of gumption, you know, and it takes a lot of guts, but, you know, just change things up a little bit. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And I'd love to hear your ideas. I mean, anytime, guys, call in or write. Love to know what you guys do. What is your cure-all when you're in a funk or in a bad mood? Another thing for me is a funny movie. You know, I'll go on Netflix, pick something funny, or I'll have a movie saved. Or I love, like, Eddie Murphy's Delirious. I'll watch a couple scenes there. Laughter, very rejuvenating. Now, some of us like to go for food, like cheese. And we got some good news for you here, guys. They say eating cheese, and we're not talking low-fat cheese, regular cheese, will not raise your risk of heart attack, according to this one study. There was a study in the European Journal of Epidemiology, and the study was an in-depth analysis of 29 prior studies that looked at the link between dairy products and risk of cardiovascular disease or heart problems. And their findings were such that these dairy products have a, quote, neutral effect on those areas. They looked at total dairy, high, low-fat dairy, milk, and the health outcomes, including all-cause mortality, coronary heart disease, and cardiovascular disease. They say experts from Europe coalesced for this research, a pair from England, one from Denmark, one from the Netherlands, and everybody thought that dairy was bad for you. You always hear people go, oh, I cut dairy, I'm off dairy, and I lost weight, which makes sense. You know, dairy is pretty compact with some calories and fat. I get that. But I got to tell you, dairy is pretty filling. So when you want a snack, a piece of cheese and some celery may be a better snack than eating a chunk of meat or some carbs. So they looked at this and they found that no increased, you know, risk of cardiovascular disease. Now, the other thing, too, that's very interesting is we hear that calcium in your diet helps you lose weight. However, we hear that calcium supplements may increase risk of heart disease. Again, the difference is you're looking at real food versus supplements. Okay, calcium supplements come in a chalky powder. Although, you want to know what's really yummy? There are these flavor chews with calcium, these antacid flavor chews. I'm looking at something from CVS. I have it here in my studio. And these things taste like candy. They're calcium carbonate, about 750 milligrams. I don't know if they could cause kidney stones or, because, you know, calcium supplements can. But they aren't as chalky. They kind of taste like a candy. But, again, it's not calcium in its most natural form. A glass of milk, more natural. Cheese, a little more natural. So if you're going to get calcium, get it from spinach and vegetables, etc., I think it's better for you to get your calcium in its more natural food form than not. And so when we look at supplements, well, I'll just pop a couple Tums. That's how I'll get my calcium. Yes, that's a great way to supplement calcium. But, you know, I really want you guys to get it, you know, from food if you can. And if everybody's so afraid that eating dairy is going to give them a heart attack, what do you do? So get your calcium in a variety of sources. There's orange juice that's fortified with calcium. There's spinach. There's vegetables. There's, you know, a low-fat milk. But they're saying regular cheese, we're good. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Speaks. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You ain't lying. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks, of course, to Manny who was working the dials. All right, still got a lot to talk about. So, what we have right now is, now I just lost what I want to talk about. We have college students now at the point where they feel like they need to have Narcan or they need to have medication on standby for people, for college students that are going through opioid overdoses. The Clinton Foundation and Adapt Pharma have partnered to give 40,000 doses of Narcan, which is naloxone,
and in nasal spray form to colleges nationwide. The program is an expansion of an existing one already in place for high schools. Okay, it's called the Free Narcan Nasal Spray for High School Program. High schools demonstrates the important role academic institutions can play in educating students about opioid misuse and keeping them safe in the face of the current opioid epidemic. That's according to Seamus Mulligan, chairman and CEO of Adapt Pharma. He said expanding this program to U.S. colleges and universities will continue this education as well as expand access to this potentially life-saving tool. So this naloxone will reverse the effects of opioids, as we talked about. You get respiratory depression when you take narcotics, which puts you at risk for not being able to breathe. And your breathing center is not kicking in when they need to. And so, unfortunately, when you will get respiratory depression, you could go into respiratory distress. You could become hypoxic, and the heart could stop. Brain could lose function as well. So that's how overdoses kill. And Narcan is being used right now by law enforcement officials nationwide to combat the uptick of opioid overdoses. We found out that last, I believe in 2015, 33,000 people died. So what about college students? Well, a survey commissioned by the Hazelden Betty Ford Institute for Recovery and Advocacy and the Christie Foundation found that young people to be at risk for abusing the drugs, and we all were kind of aware of that, and of the nearly 1,200 college-age students that were surveyed, close to 16% reported using pain pills that weren't prescribed to them. Survey also revealed half of the respondents said that they could get them within 24 hours if they wanted to. So according to that survey, they found that obviously young people don't grasp the dangers of this and could be putting themselves at some pretty severe risk for later overdose. You know, they also found in a study that kids that are bullied are more at risk of, unfortunately, being more prone to abusing medications, alcohol, drugs, etc. Something about being bullied and their lack of self-esteem, and then, unfortunately, them, being able to find an escape in medications, or maybe what's happening is they do find a group of friends and being finally attracted to having a group. You know, maybe people may prey on those students that unfortunately, never had a crew of friends. So to that, they're like, well, you could be a part of our crew, and they unfortunately get into a wrong type of crowd. So, don't underestimate what happens on college campuses. Obviously, it could be a pretty big, drug scene. And narcotics are quote-unquote legal drugs. So, of course, there's a huge, attraction to that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. NFL Hall of Fame linebacker Nick Bonaconte, unfortunately, has been diagnosed with dementia. In October 2016, he was diagnosed with neurodegenerative dementia, according to Sports Illustrated. He is 75 years old. He was a two-time Super Bowl champion and co-captain of the Miami Dolphins back in 1972. He is currently suffering from memory loss, neurocognitive, and neuromotor deficits. And when he was asked, would he have played football? He said, quote, the answer would be no. I would not have played football. His son also has suffered injuries from the games as well. Mark Bonaconte, after a helmet first tackle in 1985, was left a quadriplegic. He was a linebacker at Citadel. And so Nick's wife said she noticed some of the first signs of dementia about 5 years ago. They thought it might be related to age. He had been diagnosed with multiple concussions, at least 10. He's also now considered at fall risk, has round-the-clock help. So we're talking about a, NFL great, right, who now unfortunately has to be, surrounded by people who could help him, unfortunately, because of this. He said, Super Bowl VI against the Dallas Cowboys, I was knocked silly, and I really don't remember much about the game. He is critical of the NFL, says the league has not done enough to protect players in the long term, said the league's $1 billion concussion settlement is for the NFL, not the players. He says chronic traumatic encephalopathy to me is something that the NFL doesn't recognize until you die. That to me is the biggest criminal act, he told Sports Illustrated. I feel forgotten. I wish they would think of the guys who did pave the way. This is not a game we're playing. This is life and death. His wife said that he had sought treatment at UCLA. His symptoms are only worsening. He doesn't golf anymore, can't read the sports section of a newspaper. And she said, when you start taking everything away from someone, they want to give up. So my challenge every day is not having Nick give up and keeping him with a positive attitude. If he passes, his brain is going to be donated to Boston University for research after his death, according to Sports Illustrated. And again, how did they know back in the 1970s? You know, they didn't. They did know later than that. And, you know, this is one of these things where the population drove this, okay? I don't blame the NFL entirely, okay? If the NFL had knowledge that this happened, and, you know, that's one thing. But we have a sport that is one of the most popular sports ever, okay, especially in this country. It is a multi-billion dollar business. It is a it's an American favorite, and it, you know, makes players multimillionaires. And so there's a drive for not only from the fans, but for people that want to play and want to be in it, despite the risks. And I don't know what the answer is, because I don't see the world going back, right? Saying, you know what, we're going to cut this back. We're going to have, you know, no tackle at all. We'll go to flag football. I don't know. I mean, you know, you have big people with a lot of testosterone and their adrenaline, and you got a lot at stake when we're looking at these playoff games, and you see it getting ugly, and you see these players fighting and you know, fighting for the win. And it's, you know, I don't know how to protect the players. You know, I mean, we could tell people not to play, but there's always people that want to play. And again, it's very, very lucrative. So either, you know, football has to go away completely, which I don't think anybody wants, or they have to basically redesign it such that, in essence, it you know, is unrecognizable in its current state. But the way we have football now, it's a dangerous game. It's very dangerous, you know, and it's a shame that concussions, you know, have long-lasting effects. You know, we used to think, I had a concussion when I was a kid in the 70s, fell off a bar that I was sitting on waiting for my mom, fell off. All I remember is waking up in the nurse's office and my mom looking all mad, saying I'm going to get a butt whooping because I was never supposed to be sitting on the rail. And she forgot to give me a butt whooping. It was so good. I was like, oh, yeah, she forgot. I think, you know, she, you know, changed her mind because I had a concussion. But I remember, man, that was no, oh, baby, how are you? It was, you are getting the paddle and you're getting it good because I told you not to sit on the bar, on the rail. But, you know, you wake up from it and you go about your every day and you don't think that anything's wrong. And we forget that cumulatively these blows to the brain do cause brain damage. And do unfortunately put you at risk for dementia later in life. And it's because you have weakened parts of the brain. Your body, when it was younger, learned to overcome. And then when dementia does start to set in, if you have damaged parts of the brain, it's going to take over. Just like with gout. You know, one of the reasons why my grandfather had such horrible gout is because it affected the joints that he hurt playing football. So he was probably destined to get gout, but it really was bad where he had injured joints, and so it accelerated it. So prior injuries are the moral to this is they follow you throughout life. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water?
More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.